Hey, Pork Chop, question for you. Did you get an update yet on when we can buy something to drink?
I called and I got some sort of like voice prompt thing and I just didn't want to wait any longer.
But did you look up like online legally when you're allowed to buy alcohol?
No.
All right.
I'll look it up right now.
Liv, you know what? I don't say thank you enough, but thank you.
I'm just going to look up. Yeah, when can you start buying alcohol in the morning? It's wow. It's a top
different
search.
In every state.
Well, then
right,
do it where
obviously.
We're at, dummy. Give me my booze. All
I'm
right. Well,
I'll let you know.
You give me an update as soon as you can. I appreciate
7
that.
7 a.m.
Ooh, we're so close. We're at the dawn. I can see the sun rising. Now I got to figure out. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What drink should we get this morning? What are we going with?
Wait, I don't know. I might have read that wrong. I'm still reading.
No, I read 7 a.m. too.
All right. Anybody that knows anything about alcohol, when can we actually go buy some? Just let a brother know.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, you know what? We got a thing of vodka behind us. Just saying.
Ugh,
it's been open,
no.
But whatever. All right. Now, things we do when we were a kid, well, they can be quite dangerous. This list, I saw it on BuzzFeed, and it was dangerous things kids used to do that would not be okay today. And that is absolutely an understatement. Some of these things I saw on there, I wanted to see if you guys ever did them, because most of these I checked off the box. I'm like, oh, I totally did that when I was a kid. Did you guys ever ride on the handlebars of somebody else's bike, like in the front?
Yeah, and pegs.
Yes, I did pegs. I did pegs. I didn't do the handlebars.
I feel like in the back or the front of the pegs?
There's front and back pegs.
Yep.
I only did back, but like I had friends that did front.
Got to save the one part of that audio.
What?
You just said I had friends that did in the back, but I did it in the front.
I figured like Pork Chop would be the king of pegging, so but that is either whatever, but... like even my fat butt was able to get up at one time on the front of the thing, and it's just, you didn't even think about it, but how many times as a kid did you just like bust your face, like you fall off?
I mean, I fell off a bike once, but not because I was riding on the front handlebars.
See, that's why I didn't do it, because I was always way too scared that I would like fall forward.
Now, how did you fall then, Pork Chop, if it wasn't from that? What were you doing?
I just fell off my bike. I was riding on some gravel. I've actually got a really raunchy scar. Want to see it, Liv?
No, put your pants
sure.
on, dude.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
See that like scar on my kneecap?
Yep.
That's from wiping out on a bike.
So
I had a nice mongoose.
I fell on the same elbow in the same spot.
Your weenus?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like 3 times in 1 week, and I have a pretty gnarly scar,
Can
too.
I see? Can I see your weenus, Liv?
Here's my weenus, and if I extend
Dang, that's big.
See, yeah.
Yeah, it's big and ugly.
Yeah, it's real gross.
Yeah, no kidding. Never seen an ugly weenus like that before.
I have.
It has like a bump on it.
No kidding. Well, good luck with that. You ever put like a water bottle or like a pop cap inside your mouth?
Yeah.
That's so dangerous because like you could choke on that.
Oh, I always used to chew on like water bottle caps.
Are you guys
caps.
Serious? Do you know all the hands that probably touch that?
Well, when you're a kid, you don't think
care
about
that.
I did as a kid. Are you kidding
me? You were
me?
Probably the weirdest kid.
Well, he's the weirdest adult I know, so some things never change. Rode in the back of a truck. I grew up in Michigan, so that was just normal. Like, we did that all the time.
Yeah, I would do that, but I wouldn't do that like on actual roads. Just like if I was at like my friend's parents' like house, like out on a bunch of land, then we would do it like around their house, but never like on the actual street.
Did you guys ever do stair sledding? That
no,
was the fun.
Oh, that was so fun.
You get like in a bin or something or on a piece of something, you just ride down your stairs.
Yeah.
Like you never made it to the bottom without like somehow like turning your body into a pretzel. Like, I don't know how I wasn't paralyzed.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how no one got like actually seriously injured. When we would do that, my friend had this like grand, huge staircase in like the foyer of her house, like right when you walk in, and we used to ride a mattress down it.
Oh,
and
man.
That was so much fun.
Did you ever like get on a swing, you go really high, and you try to like either jump from a high distance off of it, like in the air?
Yes, I did that.
Yes.
Or like
all
a backflip off of it?
I never tried to do any flips, but definitely jumping off on it.
Did you guys ever have like people spin you around on the, what is it, like not the seesaw? It's like a spinny thing. It's flat, you sit on it, you spin people like the, kind of like a merry-go-round, but you do it yourself?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're like the silver things. They're always in
like
four old
little
music
bars.
Videos and stuff like that. Yeah, no, I've never even seen one of those in real life. I don't
what?
Think those are. I think those were on playgrounds like back in the day, but I think like they started to wise up and be like, yeah, it's probably not safe.
We're not going to let Joe and his friends come over here. And one dangerous thing I saw on this things that kids used to do but it would not be okay anymore. Did you guys ever go door-to-door for fundraisers?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yes,
stuff?
All the time. We used to have a magazine sale.
And did you ever, like, actually go into the people's house, like, to their door, like, inside? It's like,
no.
Nowadays you get snatched up.
Well, I basically know, like, 95% of the neighborhood I grew up in.
Well, that won't do anything. That would never happen bad.
Well, so I, like, would sometimes be like, oh, hold on, like, come in, Olivia, let me get my checkbook. And so I would just, like, step in for a second, but, like, nothing ever bad happened. Like, I literally knew 95% of, like, every single person in this suburb.
This reminds me of the episode of SpongeBob where he goes door-to-door selling chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That was literally me, but with magazines.
The little old lady, chocolate. I've always loved it. Anyway, what did she say? Oh, I got it wrong. Wait, she's like, chocolate. I remember when it was first invented. I always hated it.
Who knew pork chop could even ruin something like a SpongeBob impression?
You know what? Every day I'm amazed by the things he does. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.